tourists in D.C. and around the country all encountered the same thing when they tried to visit many national parks and federal buildings, padlocked doors and closed signs, including at the Capitol Visitor Center. Inside the Capitol, the gridlock grinds on.
We are ready to sit down with anyone at any time and at any place in order now to reopen the government.
There isn't anything we can do to make this bill any better for them. We literally did not put one single partisan provision in the bill.
About 750,000 federal employees across government were expected to be furloughed, including most employees at the Departments of Education and Labor and the Environmental Protection Agency. Ariana, who didn't want us to share her last name, was furloughed this morning from her job at the Department of Agriculture, where 40% of the staff were told to stay home. She's a veteran who served in Afghanistan.
I'm really hopeful that this shutdown doesn't last much longer, so that the civil servants can get back to serving the American people.
The shutdown is also likely to slow down air travel. The TSA warned today of longer wait times at airports, some employees forced to work with deferred pay. TSA officer and union rep Aaron Barker.
Most TSA officers live paycheck to paycheck. So, to go without an entire paycheck is where the issue is going to come in. So you can expect more officers not being able to come to work due to the lack of means of income.